protect your home. Branches, low branches, or even branches that already did. Well, they're going to be weak and they're going to break easier than a live tree. So make sure and you have those out of the way and not close to your roof or even your neighbors, because you're going to be liable for that.
Well, I got to tell you a story. And you were talking about trampolines. And if you think about a trampoline, how it's designed, it's almost like a parachute on the ground.
Uh-huh.
So in this big, huge windstorm, even though they're not here in San Angelo, when we that lightning and thunder and the wind blowing, you see all the trees shaking. Well, this is years ago in Southland. And one of our neighbors said, he goes, I think somebody stole my trampoline. Really? So, you know, we had a bad storm. He goes, no, I couldn't, you know, this is a big old heavy brand, you know, good, super duty trampoline. Well, nobody thought anything. And a couple of days later, one of our other neighbors, he said, well, I found a trampoline on top of my wife's brand new car. They found it, just what you said, and it was a very, very bad neighborly experience for everybody.
Oh, yes, yes,
because
yes.
It literally had picked that trampoline up and took it down like four houses. And it's like the Murphy's Law gods get up and go, let me set this trampoline from up, way up in the air on the only brand new car in the neighborhood. And it did.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the rest. I'm glad I wasn't an insurance person figuring that story out.
Right, right.
So but yes, that does happen in San Angelo, Texas.
Yes, it sure does. And people, believe me, a lot of people do have trampolines. Another thing, too, let's make sure that your property is insured accordingly. You may have bought the property 10 years ago and it was $150,000. Well, of course, that home has gone up in value. Okay, so it might be worth $250,000, okay? But you still have it insured for $150,000 from 10 years ago. Well, burns down, okay? You can't expect the insurance company to rebuild that house for you at the value that it is now, okay? That's something that people don't realize, that they need to review their policy. Oh, well, you know, I think maybe I need to increase the value of it just to make sure if something does happen, I am properly insured. And I do see a lot of people that are underinsured right now.
Okay, I have a question for you then. And I don't know the answer to this, so if you don't, you can say, Scott, we're going to cut this. But I know this, we want to get replacement costs when we buy insurance.
That's yes,
what you told me
of
last
course.
Time, okay? So let's say my house does go value, but I have a $200,000 policy. Does my replacement cost cut off at $200,000?
Say it's going to cost you $250,000 to replace that $200,000 home that you have that's insured. That's what you're going to be covered for.
So
now you're going to have to pay additional money to that to get your house where it should be.
So what you're,
if it was properly insured.
So you're going to say, Scott, okay, your replacement cost on your house based on our figures is $250,000, even though you only paid $200 for it. You know, so we need to insure this for $250 replacement cost.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
But if I fail to do that. Mm-hmm. Because I don't take care of my business, or I'm not using a good agent that doesn't remind me, and it's 10 years from now, and it's still at $150 replacement, it's still only going to max out at $150.
Right. If you don't increase the value of the home.
You're going, girl. You keep going. Okay, we were talking about maxing out your stuff. So taking advantage of meeting with your agent, going over your policies, making sure you're covered correctly.
Right. And another thing, too, that's a good thought, because a lot of people, not all agencies will have loss of use, okay?
Loss of use.
Okay.
Well, explain.
Okay.
No comprende. No comprende.
Come on, Scott. Okay. Say, for instance, okay, a tornado blows your house, whatever, now you don't have a place to live, okay? Loss of use will give you a place to stay, whether you need to stay in an apartment, do you need to rent a house, while your house is either getting fixed or they're building you a new home or whatever, at least you have that peace of mind that you have a place to stay and it's not an additional expense to you. That's really important.
That'd
and
be
people
huge.
Don't understand that. Okay, it's just like a loss of use on a vehicle. Okay, they don't have the rental. Well, now they're without a vehicle for a month while they're fixing theirs. If you had loss of use, we're going to give you a rental. So that's something that people need to know. That's really important to have.
And if you have a Jeep, you could be out without a loss of a vehicle for 6 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have a business vehicle. So what are you going to use now for your business if you don't have loss of use? And you don't have another vehicle to use for your business?
See, my parents actually had a house fire in San Antonio a million years ago. And they, I guess they had that. They put up in an apartment while they were redoing it. Because you can't live in it, obviously, when they're redoing all that. So even like you're saying, let's say we had a bad storm where it broke out all the windows and really messed up the house. You're saying if you had this, I'm sure you add this on.
Yes.
You add it on.
You like want to make sure that you, I would want it for my peace of mind. Because I wouldn't want to have to move in with my mom or my dad or a neighbor and, you know, and then they feel obligated that they have to take me in. No.
Yeah, after 4 days, fishing friends start to smell. I'm with you. Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, you got some good ideas. I was kind of scanning your stuff here. This is a good deal.
And also, you know, I know people get confused with warnings and watches on the news. Mm-hmm. So what's what? Okay, I still have to bring it up on Google because I forget what's a warning and what's a watch. Okay.
What is it?
Okay, well, a watch. Okay, say that a tornado or severe thunderstorm watch. That means that the tornado or thunderstorms are possible and near the area. But you still need to stay informed, you know, with your radio or TV or whatever and get updates. Okay. Now, when to make sure that there's no warnings issued. Now, when there's a warning issue, that's when spotters have seen a tornado or spotted thunderstorms. So that's when you need to make sure that you are safe. Okay. Whether you want to take cover in an interior room, make sure you're away from windows and such. Okay. This is something that happened several years ago. When I moved here in 2001, well, the sirens are going off and there's this bad weather, la, 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 and nothing ever happened. Okay. So I went through several years of that. My sister moves here from Virginia. And the sirens are going off and there's warnings and la la over the radio and the TV and everything. And my sister runs into my room with her two little kids with pillows. It's like, what are you doing, Rainey? We're going to have a tornado. I was like, nah, that's not going to happen. And she calls me Nay. She goes, Nay, you need to take this seriously because when there's a warning, it's something's about to happen. So she went and she got in my closet and stuff. And I just sat there in my bed watching TV. She came out of there. It's like, even though I kind of know the weather in San Angelo, but don't take it lightly. I mean, really don't, because you really don't know. And I have been one of those that does take it lightly. I don't believe it's really going to happen anymore.